Vedanshi and I am back with my new episode. Today we are going to talk about arguments. Arguments, we generally made arguments while having a conversation with the other person when we feel that we are absolutely correct and the other person is wrong. Freaking wrong. But have you ever wondered that argumentation proved to a man that he is wrong? If you win an argument, I'll tell you, if you win an argument, you'll still be a loser. Want to know why? So this episode would definitely persuade and influence you to choose the correct way while conversing with the other and avoiding unnecessary arguments and war of words. So in this episode, I have taken help from the most famous book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, which is written by Dale Carnegie, an American writer. Shortly after the close of World War I, I learned an invaluable lesson one night in London. So here I is Dale Carnegie and he is sharing his experience with us. He says, I was manager at the time for Sir Ross Smith. During the war, Sir Ross had been the Australian ace out in Palestine. And shortly after the peace was declared, he astonished the world by flying halfway around it in 30 days. No such feat had ever been attempted before. It created a tremendous sensation. The Australian government awarded him $50,000. The King of England knighted him. And for a while, he was the most talked about man under the Union Jack. I was attending a banquet one night given in Sir Ross's honor. And during the dinner, the man sitting next to me told a humorous story which hinged on the quotation, and the quotation was, there's a divinity that shapes our ends, rough you them how we will. The storyteller mentioned that the quotation was from the Bible. Actually, he was wrong. I knew that. I knew it positively. There couldn't be the slightest doubt about it. And so, to get a feeling of importance and display my superiority, I appointed myself as an unsolicited and unwelcome committee of one to correct him. He stuck to his guns. What? From Shakespeare? Impossible, absurd. He says, that quotation was from the Bible and he knew it. The storyteller was sitting on my right, and Frank Gammon, an old friend of mine, was seated at my left. Gammon had devoted years to the study of Shakespeare. So the storyteller and I agreed to submit the question to Mr. Gammon. Mr. Gammon listened, kicked me under the table and then said, Dale, you are wrong. The gentleman is right. It is from the Bible. On our home that night, I said to Mr. Gammon, Frank, you knew that quotation was from Shakespeare. Yes, of course, he replied. Hamlet, Act 5, Scene 2. But we were guests at a festive occasion, my dear Dale. Why prove to a man he is wrong? Is that going to make him like you? Why not let him save his face? He didn't ask for your opinion. He didn't want it. Why argue with him? Always avoid the acute angle. The man who said that taught me a lesson I'll never forget. I not only had made the storyteller uncomfortable, but had put my friend in an embarrassing situation. How much better it would have been had I not become argumentative. It was solely needed lesson because I had been an inveterate arguer. During my youth, I had argued with my brother about everything that is under the Milky Way. When I went to college, I studied logic and argumentation and went in for debating contests. Talk about being from Missouri, I was born there, I had to be shown. Later, I taught debating and argumentation in New York. And once, I am ashamed to admit, I planned to write a book on the subject. Since then, I have listened to, engaged in, and watched the effect of thousands of arguments. As a result of all this, I have come to the conclusion that there is only one way under high heaven to get the best of an argument, and that is to avoid it. Avoid it as you would avoid rattlesnakes and earthquakes. 9 times out of 10, an argument ends with each of the contestants more firmly convinced than ever that he is absolutely right. You can't win an argument. You can't, because if you lose it, you lose it. And if you win it, you lose it. Why? Well, suppose you triumph over the other man and shoot his argument full of holes and prove that he is non-compos mentis. Then what? You will feel fine. But what about him? You have made him feel inferior. You have hurt his pride. He will resent your triumph. And the very good saying is, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Wise old Ben Franklin used to say, if you argue and rankle and contradict, you may achieve a victory sometimes, but it will be an empty victory because you will never get your opponent's goodwill. So figure it out for yourself. Which would you rather have, an academic, theatrical victory or a person's goodwill? You can seldom have both. You may be right, dead right, as you speed along in your argument, but as far as changing another's mind is concerned, you will probably be just as futile as if you were wrong. Buddha said, hatred is never ended by hatred, but by love. And a misunderstanding is never ended by an argument, but by tact, diplomacy, conciliation, and a sympathetic desire to see the other person's viewpoint. Lincoln once reprimanded a young army officer for indulging in a violent controversy with an associate. No man who is resolved to make the most of himself can spare time for personal contention, said Lincoln. Lincoln further said, still less can he afford to take his consequences, including the vitiation of his temper and the loss of self-control. Yield larger things to which you show no more than equal rights, and yield lesser ones, though clearly your own. Better give your path to a dog than be bitten by him in contesting for the right. Even killing the dog would not cure the bite. Opera tenor Jan Priest, after he was married nearly 50 years, once said, my wife and I made a pact a long time ago, and we have kept it no matter how angry we have grown with each other. When one yells, the other should listen, because when two people yell, there is no communication, just noise and bad vibrations. If you are well aware that the other person is not going to agree and understand your opinion, let it be. It's just your loss of energy and time. You don't have to prove yourself right in every conversation. Sometimes it's just good to remain quiet and ignore the argumentation. At the end, the other person will somehow realize the right thing. You need not consider it to be your responsibility unless it is one of your close friends or family members, because for them, you are absolutely responsible. It's a wrap of the episode. If you found this episode informative and knowledgeable, make sure you share it with your friends and near ones. I can subscribe it if you are listening me on Google Podcast or Spotify or Anchor. Make sure you leave your review. Till then, stay tuned and stay safe. Bye.